Hello, I'm Kathy Gipps. For most of us, employment is a critical part of our lives. In the past, and unfortunately sometimes in the present, people with disabilities were discriminated against solely because of their disability. A colleague told me that years ago, an employer told her not to bother to apply for a job because he wouldn't hire someone who was blind. That was pre-ADA. Now, employers must assess a job applicant's qualifications without regard to disability. A person who is blind might be a great lawyer. Someone with low vision might be a competent website designer. These people are clearly qualified. Before a job offer is made, an employer must not make disability-related inquiries. They are allowed to ask applicants to describe how they would do job functions. They may ask applicants to demonstrate how they would do job functions. Employers may ask applicants questions about reasonable accommodation needs only if it is obvious that the person has a disability and may need an accommodation. Reasonable accommodation is a key concept. It may start before employment, such as holding an interview in an accessible location for someone who uses a wheelchair. It includes supports to perform job functions, such as screen reader software for the lawyer who is blind. It also applies to benefits of employment, such as providing a sign language interpreter so that an employee who is deaf can attend an office party. If it's not obvious that the person has a disability or needs what they are requesting, the employer may require medical documentation. Employers need to provide a reasonable accommodation unless an undue hardship would result. And finally, some people think that employees with disabilities may not be held to the same job performance standards as others, but that's not true. As long as the standards are uniformly applied, employees with disabilities must also meet performance standards.